Hey y'all, I'm Rachel.
I'm Michael.
I'm Brad.
I'm Brock.
And I'm pizza. I hate you. and we're a week late because I suck.
Less, I suck.
We all suck a little less than Brad's mom does, but
and I'm hungry.
So am I.
Also,
we're currently eating.
I'm not eating today.
I've ate twice today and I'm still hungry.
Michael got. I'm gonna let Michael say what he got.
Pizza.
There you go, Michael. Michael, you like your pizza in there, bud?
Pizza.
So, Michael got his Jeep.
I was gonna say that, but I figured Michael would want to say it himself.
I got a Jeep.
Brad's still driving a foreign vehicle.
He's still driving a foreign vehicle.
Brock is still
hungry,
unlicensed,
and carless. So I'm not driving a foreign vehicle. He's just foreign. Rachel, well, we don't talk about Rachel.
No, we don't. We don't talk about anything I do.
I got Puff Bar.
No. I'm hungry.
Everybody's eating in front of me. I don't know how to feel about this.
There's food in the kitchen.
I could have picked up Pizza Hut for you.
It was too late for me to order it. Because it would have been done, but it would have been done half years, and you had to wait there.
When you said you could order breadsticks, I said, order it, and I can pick it up while I'm there. Because I had just placed it.
I'm getting McDonald's from Atlanta anyways.
This whole intro is a blooper reel, guys.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, it's okay.
Rumor has it the blooper reel is the favorite episode of most listeners, by the way.
Yeah.
Really?
And the thing is, this episode is going to be short anyway. So
why not carry it on a little bit more?
It's going to be about as short as my attention span.
Squirrel.
I almost cracked the Brad's mom joke there, but couldn't think of a good enough one, so.
They're not never as good if you try.
Yeah.
A monster.
A monster?
What?
The Flatwoods monster, y'all.
This week's topic.
Right.
Are you sure it's not Brad's mom?
Let's get on that since we're already so late.
Probably a good idea.
Brad, take us away, bud.
The town of Flatwoods, West Virginia is located in Braxton County and was first incorporated in the year 1902. However, the town is much older than that and is on some maps that date all the way back to 1873. Really, though, it does sometimes date back as early as 1830 when a community pastor established a church in the town. In the early 1800s, the West Virginia and Pittsburgh Railroad.
Whales.
We got babies in here.
Railroad extended. Whaled in. Extended a track through what is now. Can't do this today.
Take back out from the start of the sentence.
In the early 1800s, the West Virginia and Pittsburgh. Holy shit.
This whole episode is another blooper reel. All right.
Cut, paste, redacted. In 1800, the West Virginia and Pennsylvania. Holy shit. One last time. Fourth time's a charm. In the early 1800s, the West Virginia and Pittsburgh Railroad extended a track through what is now known as Flatwoods. All you gotta do is hit it with tour guide voice and it works every time, ladies and gentlemen. So in reality, this town has several possible dates for some sort of establishment.
As many dates as what your mom has tonight though, Brad.
Ooh, fucking burn, probably, can't find her on GPS. Flatwoods isn't known for much except for having one of the only Walmarts and Taco Bells within a 30-minute drive from us, but they do have what is known as the Flatwoods Monster.
I like Moe's.
I fucking love Moe's, bud!
I want Moe's.
Now, the Flatwoods Monster is the town's pride and joy. There's a museum, there's cardboard cutouts everywhere. It's a big deal. There are paintings and structures and sculptures of the creature all over town.
Picture it. The sun is setting on a warm September night in the hills of West Virginia.
Sicily, 1912.
Shove those garlic knots up your ass.
Please do not.
Picture it. The sun is setting on a warm September night in the hills of West Virginia. Two brothers, Ed and Freddie, are playing with their friend Tommy in the schoolyard. The boys saw what they described as a red flashing light fly overhead and crash in a nearby farmyard. Typical for West Virginia. The boys then ran to get Ed and Freddie's mom and took off up the hill to see if they could find where it crashed. They were met by a few other boys, one of them with a dog, near the crash site. They all quickly turned and ran back down the hill, National Guard member Gene Lemon leading the bunch. Lemon would later describe what they saw as a 10-foot-tall being with a blood-red body and a green face, which is how it got the nickname the Green Monster.
Sorry, Michael, I needed more pizza sauce for my pizzone from Pizza Hut.
This podcast is not in any way sponsored by Pizza Hut. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Are we sure?
Yes. The creature appeared to be glowing and had yellow eyes as well. Pizza. Lemon recalled that the creature may have had claws as hands on top of all the other horrifying details.
I have my hands.
Paradise 911.
But it was hard to tell due to how dense the fog was.
We're going to take a very quick break and do some shots and eat or something, I think.
Maybe.
We're back, I think.
Maybe.
And sober.
Yeah, we no one did shots because we're too busy stuffing our fat faces.
I'm still eating.
I got a monster.
And Dane is inside the security camera box.
You go, bud.
Son. God. Fucking damn it, Dane.
Dane, get up! That's right.
No.
Now he looks like a jackrabbit.
Hold on. Doesn't he look like a jackrabbit? Michael Jeffrey.
Fuck damn it, Dave.
Great, the whole world knows my middle name.
God. Fucking damn it, Michael.
Well, it was a pretty boring break.
That really was.
I wouldn't go to Monster out of the fridge.
The break only lasts, like, what, 2 minutes?
Maybe three.
Possibly four.
I mean, it typically lasts, like, 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, last time we took a break, we went and got ice cream. So that was, like, 45 minutes.
Not quite. The last break we had was longer than the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
The podcast, the last was, podcast was almost an hour.
It was over an hour, and it was an hour and 4 minutes.
I think the last break was, like,
long. Well, technically, the last podcast episode we put out was our blooper reel, but still.
No, it was before.
The last one we made.
Yeah.
The last one we made was kind of a blooper slash episode.
Oh, like this one.
It was a fucking shit show.
Yeah, kind of like this one.
Yeah, exactly like this one.
I like turtles.
Yeah, and you probably like Fred's mom, too. It's okay.
No, that's disgusting.
Mom's not turtly enough for the turtle club.
I think you said she fucks anything.
Mom's not turtly enough for the turtle club.
Boys, the podcast. Michael, take us away, boys.
Oh, boy. Now, the flatwood...
here we go again.
Flatwoods monster.
The flat...
fucking damn it, Dave.
The flatwoods monster... hasn't been spotted since the first sighting on September 12th, 1952. But the town seems to almost worship the creature the group of people saw that night.
The Flatwoods Monster was actually sighted 3 days afterwards outside of Manassas, Maryland. Just saying.
Not the same thing. Anyway, it is now a huge tourist attraction, and the town makes a good bit of money off the souvenirs sold in the town shops. While it doesn't seem scary now, it sure was then, since the country was living in a world of worry about bombings and attacks from other countries. This sighting made not only local and state news, but national news as well, which only grabbed the interest of people more. Word of the encounter was so widespread that it prompted a U.S. Air Force UFO inquiry, which is part of the Project Blue Book. And investigators were sent to look over any evidence, but nothing ever came of it. Despite a lack of confirmation that what was seen that night was an alien, it doesn't stop people from flocking to a small West Virginia town to go to the Monster Museum and buy Green Monster souvenirs.
Frunk bean?
Oh.
Oh, sh-
Hello, I can't read the top line. Okay.
Technical difficulties and Rachel died for a brief second in time.
Rihanna.
Follow fucking guidelines.
Make sure you put your fast... Your fast... Make sure you...
Your fast...
Put your mask on your face.
Make sure you put your mask over your eyes before you pull it down over your mouth.
This is the way.
The ways of our people. Fucking... Goddamn yee-yee holler... Moonshine making, meth smoking, Mothman worshipping, cousin brother hillbillies.
That's Alabama. Ready? Go.
That's but it's not Brad!
I didn't say that. I said ready, go.
Brad.
Like Michael mentioned, this incident caused the Air Force to do a Project Blue Book investigation, which could only mean one thing. Aliens. So... This is the main theory behind the crash and all the animal sightings that September night in 1952. The sighting occurred just 3 years after the Soviet Union tested an atomic bomb. The Cold War was in full swing and America was already living in fear, so sightings like the one in Flatwoods didn't help but raise panic levels as well as curiosity levels. Excuse me. This event took place just 5 years after the potential UFO crash in Roswell, New Mexico. And this time, there was a hope that aliens were real and that we were part of something bigger than just our own world. Now, the alien theory seems far-fetched to some. Most people simply thin it out as, or thin it was an, thank, Rachel. Words.
Oopsies. Cannot English.
Most people simply think it was an owl that they saw in the trees that night. What they really saw that night will likely never be confirmed.
So, the Flatwoods Monster is an owl. The Jersey Devil is an owl.
Mothman is an owl.
Mothman is an owl. Are owls just these evil, terrible creatures?
Owls They're are actually seen terrorists. As an omen of death. Continue.
Oh, no, I know that, but like...
terrorists.
So, Brad... What do you think it was? Was it an alien or an owl?
Saying as how the CIA declassified close to 10,000 documents cataloging the existence of aliens earlier this year, I'm going to go with aliens.
Brunk, alien or owl?
Alien.
Michael?
Neither.
The fuck was it then?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
That's a good standpoint.
Yeah.
Rach, what do you think?
God. Fucking damn it, Dave.
It was not Dave.
It was definitely not Dave.
He's what if his what if his name was Dave, guys?
The Flatwoods Monster's name is Braxy. No, seriously. Seriously, look at the newspaper articles. They call it Braxy. Monster's name is Braxy.
Fucking damn it, West Virginia.
Mothman save us all.
Our Lord and Savior who art in the TNT bunker.
Bring me some pepperoni rolls, please.
Hallowed be thy name. I had someone make a Mothman Guardian of Pepperoni Rolls reference today, and I was very shocked and confused because I'd never heard that until we started to do this podcast, and I was like...
Maybe they listened to the podcast.
Maybe. I'll have to ask her.
Yeah.
What do you think it was, Rachel? We never said, but...
I think it was an alien, guys. I'm a firm believer...
Bigfoot.
A firm believer in aliens, you know...
Michael, why?
What do you guys think? You should let us know what your opinions on the existence of the Flatwoods Monster are or are not.
Yes, please. Talk to us.
Yes, you can find
us. We want feedback.
You can find us on Twitter, Instagram. You can leave comments on the videos. Check us out. Probably we don't have a Facebook, but if you try hard enough.
You can find us.
And you piece together the information about our lives, you can probably find each of us on Facebook, which is terrifying.
Probably.
Oh, God.
I should probably make a Facebook group for this. I might do that. Tomorrow.
Or the next day.
Yee yee, motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Yee fucking yee.
I heard your mom saying that thing, Brad.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
She did ride John Bish. John Bish is a cowboy. The correlation.
She fucked John Bish?
Yeah, she fucked John Bish. The man caught a deer.
Oof.
I've not told you the John Bish story?
No.
The guy that lassoed a baby deer and lost, like, 9 of his fucking teeth, and the doctor asked him how much he had to drink when Roy got him to the hospital, and John's exact words were, not enough.
Last week, we didn't let, or last time we recorded, we didn't let Brad tell the Git story.
It's fine.
Yeah, we don't,
We'll do a special episode just for some of the dumb stories.
So, was it an alien?
Or maybe an owl?
Will we ever actually know what was seen that night?
Whatever happened that night, it shooketh the town of Flatwoods, West Virginia, so much that it's now a major part of the small town's history.
So tell us, do you believe in aliens?
Cue dramatic music.
Please follow us on Twitter and Instagram, both of which are at CreepyConvo73. Send in any listener stories, questions, comments, suggestions, concerns, or ideas to cryptidsandcrime1@gmail.com. You can donate to our podcast by clicking the link in the About section of whatever platform you're listening on. The money would go to us purchasing a microphone or some badass ghost hunting equipment. Please help us. We're going to have a very special episode introducing the three main hosts coming up real soon. So stay tuned for that, ladies and gentlemen.